وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء for all the beautiful du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you, Hazrat Mawlana. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, we bring you today a question and answer aspect from the beloved and beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And good questions deserve great answers. So Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an narrates the following hadith. And he says, a Bedouin came one day to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I've come to ask you a few questions about the affairs of this life and the year after. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, ask what you wish. So he says, I'd like to be the most learned of men. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, fear Allah and you will be the most learned of men. Then he said, I wish to be the richest man in the world. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, be content and you will be the richest man in the world. I remember very well that Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi had mentioned, he says that, you know, one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked 400 awliya very same questions and the response was the same from all of them, that who is a wealthy man? Said a wealthy man is one who is content with what he has. And that is according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who is a poor man? In spite of all the wealth that he has, he is still longing for more and more. Then such a person is poor. Then the Bedouin asked, I'd like to be the most just man. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, desire for others what you desire for yourself, and you will be the most just of men. Then he said, I want to be the best of men. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, do good to others and you will be the best of men. Then the question again was asked, I wish to be the most favored by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a reply, engage as much as you can in the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will be the most favored by Him. Today we waste our time so much. We can multitask while we are driving, while we are walking, doing any work. You know, we can say Alhamdulillah, we can say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, by praising and glorifying Allah. Then the Bedouin asked, I'd like to complete my faith. So he said, if you have good manners, you will complete your faith. So akhlaq and character is something also that was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and emphasized. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, Bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq, I have come to perfect good character. Then he said, I wish to be among those who are the muhsinin. Muhsinin means the doers of good. So the reply Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, adore Allah as if you see him. If you don't see him, he sees you. In this way, you will be among those who are the muhsineen. Then the Bedouin asked, I wish to be obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the answer came, if you observe Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's commands, you will be obedient. And that's why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul, obey Allah and His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is the aspect of obedience. I'd like to be free from all sins, the question was asked. Then the reply came from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bathe yourself from impurities and you will be free from all sins. In other words, rid yourself of all impurities. And then by making istighfar, and at-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah, the one who makes tawbah from sins is like one who has no sins. Then he said, I like to be raised on the day of judgment in light, in the nur. So the answer by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, don't wrong yourself or any other creature and you will be raised, you know, in the day of judgment in nur and in light. Then he says, I'd like Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to bestow on His mercy on me. So he says, if you have, the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi then replied, if you have mercy on yourself and others, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will grant you mercy on the day of judgment. Then he further asked, I'd like my sins to be very few. And the answer by our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, if you seek forgiveness of Allah as much as you can, your sins will be very few. So in other words, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the least amount of times he made istighfar was 70 times. So we must also engage in seeking forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you know, abundantly, and that will erase our sins. Then the Bedouin asked, I'd like to be the most honorable man. And the reply came from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you do not complain to any fellow creature, you will be the most honorable of men. These are the wonderful advices that were given by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the questions that were posed to him by this Bedouin. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He never spoke out of his own desires. Whatever he said, it was divine inspiration and wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is for that reason, you know, that we must really value the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hold it lofty and high and make amal on them. Inshallah al-Aziz, there will be prosperity for us and the raza and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite grace and mercy give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.